AMA 20.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from MiracleMotorMart.com. Go to our website and see about 400 vehicles at great prices. Financing for all credit situations. 28 years serving our community. Largest independent in the state by number of cars sold. Save big, but don't wait, because nothing lasts long at MiracleMotorMart.com. Start online, then visit our two locations, north and east. Great prices, big savings. That's MiracleMotorMart.com.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school team. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm Agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
And welcome back to Alumni Stadium on the campus of St. Francis de Sales at halftime. Stallions over Bishop Watterson, 35-7. Time now for the highlighter. And it's a two-parter in more ways than one. Two guests, and it's part two of our conversation now with Deacon Chris Campbell, the principal at Bishop Watterson. Dr. Campbell, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine, Randy. I wish the score was a little bit different, but I thought Mr. Garrick would be a little kinder to us when we came over here tonight, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Kindness in one sentence? Come on now. Basketball coach giving a look right now. What a great job he's done in the past, too. All right, let's pick it up where we stopped last time. I know you guys have a fall open house coming up at Watterson just around the corner, do you not?
We do. That's November 19th. It's a Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3:30. And, you know, all of our coaches will be there. All of our teachers will be there, club moderators. Our students will be taking, you know, people on tours, and it's a great way to see everything we have to offer here at Bishop Watterson.
Also, Parents in Partnership is a special group meeting that you have too, is it not?
Yeah, it is. You know, that's something that we do with our, really our freshman parents, but it's open to anyone, and a lot of that is really working with the parents to, you know, this is a partnership. You know, raising teenagers is not easy, and, you know, parents need our help and we need their help. And so really that's what a lot of this is. And a lot of it's awareness of things that are going on, especially teenagers are exposed to a lot nowadays.
Talk about the monthly Eucharistic adoration too, if you will.
Yeah, that's something that we started a number of years ago. We do Eucharistic adoration in our chapel once a month on Wednesdays. And during Lent and Advent, we do it once a week. And you know, parents can sign up for that. They can come in. They take holy hours. Our students have the opportunity throughout the day to go down and spend some time with Jesus in a very special way in the chapel.
Urban Plunge Retreats. That is an interesting phrase. Explain that.
Yeah, Urban Plunge. You know, that's something we do with the diocese in connection with the Office of Social Concerns. And they are awesome. They set everything up for us, and we go to places like Join or Holy Family Soup Kitchen or, you know, Moen Hall, all kinds of different places. And, you know, we work. Our students go down. They spend the day down there, and it really ties into the curriculum, our social justice curriculum, which is senior year. And so gives the kids an opportunity. It's a retreat, but it's one where you're not actually kind of stepping back. You're actually stepping forward and serving others.
We talked about one event in the month of November, the Fall Open House. I know you have another event on Wednesday, November the 15th as well, too, do you know?
Oh, yeah, that's our Big Mother's Club fall dinner. Mm-hmm. And last year we had 300 women there and one man. The one man was me. And,
good odds.
I started off with a prayer and thanked them all for being there, and then I got out.
There you go. Wise man. And finally, you have a big event coming up on Saturday, March the 10th, too, looking ahead, right?
Yeah, that's our Monsignor Grimes, who was the second principal of Bishop Watterson, and it's a men's night, and it's... you know, it's a great night for men to get out, and we usually have a speaker. Last year, we were fortunate enough to have Coach Urban Meyer as our speaker, and this year, we have Coach Jim Tressel is going to be there.
Wow.
And so, you know, for both those events, we've had some pretty good turnouts, obviously, and we expect the same thing this year.
Deacon, for more information about Watterson, where can people go?
They can go to our website, www.bishopwatterson.com. Or they can call the school. Just Google Bishop Watterson, and it'll come up.
After a break, am I permitted to talk to your counterpart?
Absolutely.
I just wanted to check.
All right, absolutely.
Okay. Deacon Chris Campbell, principal at Watterson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy, and thanks for everything St. Gabriel does.
35-7 here at the break. We'll pause and remind you this is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford of Lancaster, where loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now's the time to get into a 2017 Ford F-150 and save $13,033 off MSRP. Or get $5,000 off a new 2017 Ford Escape. Plus zero for 72 months, plus $1,000 off on a 2017 Ford Fusion. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
Welcome back to Alumni Stadium. Time for the other half now on the Highlighter. Dan Garrick, the principal at St. Francis de Sales. And Deacon Campbell's not happy with your hospitality here in the first half, 35-7.
Well, you know, it seems like we've been given a couple penalties. I don't know if that's the type of hospitality that he was talking about. But in any event, no, no question. I know the score is what it is, but it's... certainly a hard-hitting game, as you would expect with a DeSales-Watterson game, for sure.
You know, as we look at the DeSales calendar, right off the bat, the first 2 days of November are extremely busy.
Absolutely. Rainer, we have All Saints Day Mass that will be an all-school Mass on the 1st of November. And the Mass is always a very powerful Mass because we invite back alumni as well as parents, and we do a memorial slideshow of alums who have passed, as well as past staff members. And it's always a very, very poignant and a very powerful tradition in our school. And it really, you know, you talk to the kids all the time about making sure that they understand that they're building on the shoulders of others. And that is a day where I think it's really particularly evident.
And the next day is the wellness convocation.
Yeah, that Randy, is, and I heard a little bit of what Deacon Bud was talking about. He's absolutely right. It is an incredible task to raise children, healthy and well children these days. In this particular event, we are going to have health and wellness, mental health and also physical health professionals here speaking. We're going to start with a keynote address by a gentleman by the name of David Seigel, who's actually going to speak about the opiate crisis. And then we're also going to have breakout sessions dealing with such things as anxiety, stress management, those things that when you have kids that are very driven, you worry sometimes that sometimes they can get a little bit out of balance. And we want to make sure that we're providing them with the resources to take care of themselves, because if they're healthy and well, great things can certainly take place.
And also, as we talk with Dan Garrick from DeSales, talk about the Veterans Day Field of Heroes, if
we,
you will.
We started that a few years ago. It's a little, you know, we have tremendous respect for those who have served our country. And we always do this right before Veterans Day, or if Veterans Day is during the week. This year it's on a Saturday. It will be on Friday this year, the 10th, where we will invite back you know, veterans who have served, whether they're loved or parents. And we actually create a field of honor right outside in the green, right by the school. And it is really powerful. We do our prayer outside. Mm-hmm. We do the anthem. And this year, we're actually going to have one of our past parents come and speak a little bit about their child, you know, ultimately having the ultimate sacrifice in the field of battle.
And finally, for those interested, I know you have an open house coming up November the 12th, correct?
That is correct. November 12th, and we will go from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we will have all of our academic programs, our co-curricular programs, and also workshops for families that are trying to determine how is it that I can afford a Catholic education. And so we try to work with our families on that avenue as well, because we really believe that it's a wonderful gift, and we want no one to be denied that if it's something they truly value.
And finally, if people want more information about St. Francis de Sales, where should they go?
SFDstallions.org is our website, or they certainly can call the school office at 614-267-7808, and we'll be happy to answer any questions they have at all.
I don't want to say anything, but Deacon Campbell is waiting for you outside the press box. Now, he's got the height advantage, but you have the first step, I think.
Yes, he does. I'll tell you, you know, the one thing about our league, with the exception of, I guess, it would be Celine, there's a lot of basketball people in our league that are leaders, and that's always a good thing.
Dan, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for being great hosts.
Hey, we are so grateful to have you here. St. Gabriel is incredible, and it is gratifying for me to see just how much that station has grown. And it's evident. You're seeing more and more people that have the bumper stickers on their cars, and it does my heart good, because it means that our Catholic faith is thriving in Central Ohio.
Thanks in part to your leadership as well, too.
Thank
Dan
you.
Garrick, our guest. We're at halftime. 35-7 to Sales leads. We'll pause. And Ryan and Lee will have all the scores of all the other games when we come back on the CCL Game of the Week, presented to the Bob Auto family on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, M820.
If you are a college-bound student looking for a school that will allow you to explore and grow in your Catholic faith, discover Ohio Dominican University. Attend our preview day on November 4th to explore Ohio Dominican's in-demand majors and early admission programs into graduate and medical school, and find out how ODU's education, grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, can help you connect your passion with God's purpose for your life. Register for our November 4th preview day at ohiodominican.edu/preview.
Gana Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Gana Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Gana Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanaMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Gana Medical, GanimMedical.com.
35-7, it is all DeSales in the CCL Football Game of the Week. Ryan Baker and joined by Lee Cochran back in the studios of AM 820. And Lee, a very, very sloppy first half here, but I'm not sure it's anything that we didn't expect here, as the Stallions cruising over the Eagles tonight in this rivalry game.
Yeah, when DeSales scored there in the first quarter and Watterson responded, I thought, you know, maybe Watterson's going to step up tonight and close the season out real strong. They're catching a DeSales team who, you know, is really on the outside looking in for the playoffs, needs to win tonight and get a whole lot of help. But, boy, yeah, you're right. That second quarter just took off from Watterson. I mean, that was just, you know, like you say, it's sloppy. I think they just threw another flag here at halftime on the bands.
I believe that. I believe they said 9 penalties on DeSales for 100 yards, but you're still winning by 28 points in the half. So not everything going wrong for Ryan Wiggins' squad, but definitely this is something, though. Maybe the reason DeSales is on the outside looking in here for the playoffs, this is a the penalties and the sloppy play have plagued them, it seems, all season long.
Exactly. And you know, things, you hope things progress as you go along. You hope some, you know, you improve in some of these aspects. But right now, I mean, with the sales, you know, if you look back at their schedule, you know, we knew it was a tough schedule. You know, they had 5 games this year that were probably considered, you know, toss-up games, and they needed to win 2 of those, and they only won 1. You know, they beat Edgewood. You know, they lost the other 4. You know, but it was always it was always something that got away from them. I mean, at the half, they'd be down against Chouinard and Cove Catholic. You know, and you waited on them to make that move in the second half, and there's just something, you're hard to put your finger on it. What's missing with the sales this year that we've seen the last few years, and maybe it's this, maybe it's just a little bit of the sloppy play, you know, and they're so much more talented than Watterson that they can get away with it tonight. Against the better teams, they can't get away with it.
Yeah, 4 Division One, 4 kids going to play Division One football next season on this DeSales team, and they're all in the front 7 of their defense. Maybe part of the reason the Eagles having trouble moving the ball here. But 35-7, the score at the half again in our CCL football game of the week. It all got underway last night as Reedy knocked off Bexley 35-7. The Silver Knights solidify in their spot in Division Five Region 20 postseason next week. And for Bexley, man, what a difference a season makes. They go from 10-0 last year making the playoffs to 0-10 this year. I don't know if I've ever seen a team do that.
No, and I talked to a couple historians, high school football historians, and they couldn't think of it. You know, they said that they've heard of a couple teams, you know, going 0-10 and then going 10-0 the next year, but not in reverse. You know, and I watched a little bit of that game last night, you know, and you know, it's got to be so disheartening. I mean, obviously, any team that goes winless, it's a bad feeling, a bad situation. But to go 0-10 a year after you're 10-0, you know, and you're setting all kinds of school records, I mean, it's almost unfathomable. It really is. You kept thinking, this just can't be the same program. And it's really not. I mean, you know, in Bexley, they lost 18 out of 22 starters, you know,
and their head coach.
And their head coach. But you look, you know, and that's you know, how you establish a program, you got to reload. I mean, think about you know, Pickerington Central. They lose a ton of starters every year. You know, and I'm not trying to compare the teams. I'm just comparing, you know, the situations that they're in. And you know, and that's what Bexley's got to try to do is, you know, a lot of these kids are going to get some obviously got some playing time this year, and you know, I guess, you know, we said last year, you know, I, you know, 10-0 in regular season, there's nowhere to go but down after that. I guess after 0-10 this year, there's no place to go but up.
And the one thing I noticed watching that game last night, Lee, if Jack Foley was 6'1", 200 pounds, he'd still be a good running back, but I don't know if he'd be as effective. Part of his shtick, I think, is that he's so small, you can't get your hands on him. And, I mean, he is a heck of a little football player.
Well, he's used that to his advantage. He hides real well, and that's the thing I noticed, too, watching it. You know, and he does a great job staying behind his blockers, and then he just explodes away. It's tough. You know, he's behind all those big boys, and, you know, then he just darts away. It's exciting to see, you know, a player like that, because he takes some hits. Boy, he's taken some hits this year. But hey, hats off to Coach Cross and Reedy. I mean, they got drilled last week by Whitehall, and they come back and respond. They're going to be in the playoffs. I mean, they're going to, you know, probably start out on the road, but you know, hey, they're in the playoffs. You're in the hunt.
Yeah, that's all you can ask for.
This is what I was talking to you about earlier. Heading into tonight, only 46% of the playoff berths still open. As Chris Higgins, our associate producer, said, you know, how does that compare? I don't know. It just seems kind of high to me that there's in week 10, there's that many playoff berths still available.
Yeah, you usually see one or two spots maybe in the regions open for grabs, but there's a lot, which is making for exciting week 10. One of the reasons you should definitely stay tuned to the AM 820 scoreboard show later tonight. Newark Catholic doubling up Northridge right now, 14-7 the score in that one, and at the half, Rosecrans leads Fisher Catholic 27-0. Some of those games, Lee, we talked about with playoff implications tonight, and league championship aspirations in the City League South. Walnut Ridge has a 28-16 lead over Independence. In the Licking County League, Licking Valley just got their first lead of the night. They lead Licking Heights 20-14. City League North, Northland has a 27-18 lead over Beechcroft. Reynoldsburg scores on their first possession of the second half. They increase their lead over Lancaster to 28-13. Canal Winchester, kind of a surprise all over Big Walnut tonight. Big Walnut on that four-game winning streak, 28-6. The score in that one. Olentangy keeping their playoff hopes alive, 21-17 over Westerville Central. Upper Arlington and Kauffman, Lee, tied at 7. Kauffman just scored to open the second half. And Darby, 22-3, they lead Scioto. Unfortunately for Darby, the news this week, with Central Crossing gaining a win by forfeit from Upper Arlington back early in the season. Now it looks it's made Darby's hill to the playoffs even higher to climb.
Yeah, heading in, you know, after last week's games, it looked like Darby had the advantage over Reynoldsburg. If one of those two teams were getting in, it was going to be Darby. But with Central getting that victory, it gives Reynoldsburg enough secondary points that if Darby and Reynoldsburg both win tonight and Springfield beats, or Kettering beats Springfield, it would be Reynoldsburg getting in the playoffs instead of Darby. Earlier this week, it was Darby projected to get in. Now it's Reynoldsburg. That's a tough situation. You know, you got to play by the rules, and I get that. But, you know, for an outcome on the field to be changed, that's one thing. But when you start changing the playoff points that everybody gets, you know, that's, you know, I guess it's one of those things that maybe it is the best of bad solutions. It's the best bad one. But there's got to be some way that you don't penalize, you know, a Darby team who will get penalized if Reynoldsburg can hold off Lancaster, you know, pretty much knocks Darby out.
Yeah, a tough break for kids that aren't involved in the situation that they get, that they may lose out on a playoff spot.
I mean, it's one thing if the ineligible player went out and rushed for 350 yards and, you know, had a Bangura kind of night. You know, that'd be one thing. But if it's a kid who got in on a couple kickoffs and, you know, hey, it was a blowout at the end, so he got in on a couple, you know, handful of snaps at the end of games. You know, there's just got to be, you know, I guess you can't make it that, you know, objective, you know, to where you're saying, well, let's decide how impactful this kid was. You know, okay, if it's a starting offensive lineman. You know, I guess the only thing that you can do is say, did the ineligible kid play X amount of snaps? And if you went across that threshold, then, all right, playoff points, change them all. If he didn't go across that threshold, you know, change the records, but don't change it. I mean, it just doesn't seem fair.
A couple more big games here tonight. Kauffman just scored again, so it looks like Coach Crabtree made some great adjustments there in the second half. They've got a 14-7 lead now over Upper Arlington. Whitehall has just taken a 14-7 lead over London, and maybe the shocker of the night here, Lee, Groveport is leading New Albany 20-13 right now. You mentioned Daniel Bangura, by the way. Congratulations to him. He is now the all-time leader in rushing in the state of Ohio tonight. He has passed Tyrell Sutton from Akron Hoban back in 04, who rushed for 9,426 yards. Daniel Bangura from Harvest Prep has succeeded that, and he is now the all-time leading rusher in Ohio State high school football history. So congratulations to Daniel on that accomplishment.
Oh, without a doubt, congratulations. And it's funny because I think week one we were talking, we said, can he have another year like he did last year? And we're like, oh, it's going to be tough. And, you know, Coach Smith said, you know, that they were going to try to reduce the number of touches he had in a lot of games. But, I mean, he's just amazing. He's absolutely amazing. And, you know, it's pretty interesting to see that a kid can get 9,000 yards rushing in a career. I mean, that's just mind-numbing to me.
Even missed a game this year. They set him out just for rest purposes. So, again, congratulations to Daniel. It is all DeSales in our final contest of the campaign and our CCL Games of the Week. The tally, 35-7. The Stallions lead Waterson. Let's head back out to Alumni Stadium to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for second half action of the CCL Football Game of the Week.